Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh, geez. I was going for more of a 1984 kind of thing, but it ended up turning into like Mystery Science Theater 3000, the politics show, which I was, which yeah. I think is actually much better.
I think the voice that I ended up doing was somewhere in between a mix of like Cartman and Strong Bad. Gonna check the email with your tribe.
Yeah. I said consummate, V's. Consummate. Guy wouldn't know reconsidering if it came up and bit him in the ass. Welcome, everyone, to another great episode of Reconsider, part of the Agora Podcast Network, where we don't do the thinking for you. Welcome to Halloween Reconsider,
where we tell you exactly what to think.
Reconsider is the only source of truth.
Let us investigate the pressing news of the day. Eric, their celebrity speaking about politics is an idiot. They should be quiet and stick to sports, music, / cinema.
Our celebrity speaking about politics is breaking the silence and telling it like it is.
Yes, yes, he does tell it like it is. Our anger is necessary and a direct consequence of years of unfairness.
And their anger is uncivil and destructive to democracy. Why do you hate democracy? You must be a fascist.
Yes, their political party over there, he is obstructionist and must collaborate with our political party.
However, our political party must not, quote-unquote, compromise with the enemy. It should take a stand for inalienable principles.
Ah, yes, inalienable principles. Those are important. We represent those. In fact, our president's use of executive orders is a bold stroke of leadership and necessary to break through this obstructionist Congress that is theirs.
Whereas their president's use of executive orders is a blatant abuse of power, Congress is doing its job just fine. Let it legislate.
Yes, yes, our Congress is doing a good job. Their demonstration is just a disgusting flaunting of un-American ideology, which just has to be shut down right now. Why do they hate America so much, Eric?
Indeed, they hate America. Unlike us, our demonstration is a patriotic expression of free speech, which must be protected, unlike their insane ideas, which should be restricted.
Yes, our elites and leaders are wise and learned. They are technocrats that know what's better for the uneducated masses. I mean the lay public, than they do themselves. You must put an expert in charge.
Unless it is their elites, for their elites are self-interested and out of touch. Their policies have failed because they don't care. They already got theirs and are letting everyone else suffer on purpose.
Yes, democracy is good. They must listen to the will of the people.
Unless, of course, that democracy elects who we don't want. You see, democracy does not apply to the stupider 50% of the country, which they, over there, are.
Right, because they don't even know what's good for them.
They do not.
So let's talk about advocacy groups. our advocacy groups stand up for important sectors of America and important groups that are pursuing patriotic ideals.
Whereas they do not have advocacy groups, they instead have lobbyists. Lobbyists who pervert the will of the many for the interests of the few against democratic principles.
Yes, we, on the other hand, protect America from hateful and corrupting elements.
Yes, whereas they suppress the radical ideas of the youth and the downtrodden. They are bigots and hate freedom of expression.
Yes, they do in fact hate freedom, and in fact they hate our country.
And we do not hate our country.
No.
We love it and simply want it to be better. But at least we do not reek of corruption.
No corruption here. We're all pure. Now let's talk about economics.
Yes.
They're economists. They're shills and quacks. Eric, there's literally, and I mean literally, and not figuratively, literally.
Not figuratively, literally, which of course is now in the dictionary. You mean literally, like actually literally.
Yes, literally. And when I say literally, I mean there is literally no proof whatsoever that anything they have ever said is true. Literally.
Yes, their economic ideas are completely unsupported by economists with PhDs in universities. Whereas all of my economic ideas, which I got from Twitter using memes, are surely supported by great economists who are professors of learning. There is much proof that our theories are far more accurate than theirs.
Much proof.
Yes.
Let's talk about history, Eric.
It's a very important topic to our great country.
When we talk about historical revisions and reviewing the way history is talked about, our revisions right the wrongs of the past.
Yes, whereas they erase our country's most important history with corrupt revisionism, and they use this corrupt revisionism to slander us and win votes among their partisan base.
Yes, I think it's fair to say that our position reflects reality as it actually is.
Yes, whereas their so-called positions are simply unfounded biases that come out of an echo chamber.
Yeah, if you look at any of the commentators on our side, on any of the television channels that we watch or any of the websites that we read, you'll see that our commentators are really just telling the real story. They tell it like it is, don't they?
Literally, all of our commentators. Whereas, literally, all of their commentators fling fake news, deception, and mistruth. Alternate facts.
Alternate facts and fake news. Ours is reality.
Indeed.
Their partisan factionalizing is obstructing the system for mere political gain.
Yes, whereas our patriotic coalition is pursuing what's good for the country and standing up against the obstruction and partisanship that only exists on the other side.
Politics will be better when they are more like us. And all comparisons of our tribe to the other tribe are false equivalents.
So remember, dear listeners, always let the pundits,
the commentators,
social media,
celebrities,
politicians,
and most importantly, your tribe,
do the thinking for you.
And have a very spooky Halloween with your tribe.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.